Welcome to Off the Cuff with Aubrey Huff. With his co-host, The Hammer. The only show that's bringing you real locker room talk from the guys that play between the lines.
What's up, everybody? Huff and the Hammer here.
Driving nails deep.
You know, I was just checking my phone, going through social media. You know how much I love social media, how much I like it and I hate it at the same time. I understand the use for it, but I got to say, I think the world would be a better place without it.
Can you imagine if you couldn't be tracked down? You couldn't post what you were doing every minute of the day.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have followers. I mean, for me, my social media presence is slim. I mean, I've got a Twitter account.
Yeah, at TheHamminator21.
TheHamminator21. And I've only written one thing, I think, ever on there, God bless America. And you're teaching me. You're trying to school me in this, and so are our kids.
Well, listen, you're obviously the non-talent on the show. Uh-huh. I'm kind of the guy that's the talent, right? So they're going to want to tweet me anyway.
That's it? Is that where you're going with that?
Right.
Clearly, I have the best body.
You know, even my ex she actually did listen to one episode. She's like, you know what? Russell's a natural. And I was like, well, what about me? I didn't even hear anything.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Just continues to kick me in the nuts.
Just, you know why? Because she recognizes true talent.
Yeah, maybe.
And she realizes that I'm better than you are.
Well, maybe. But this topic of social media, right? And I was prepping for this show. We have, for you guys out there, guest today, Bob Menery, the guy with the golden voice.
Hilarious.
Now, for you guys that don't know who Bob Menery is, he's got almost 2 million followers on Instagram. And all he does is do these parody sports narrating voices. Like there will be a fuck up, a guy will kick wide left in a football game. Oh, and this is the shit bag titty fuck of the week. And, you know, this guy does the most hilarious fucking. If you are not following Bob Menery on Instagram, at Bob Menery.
Please do.
You have to. And I binge listened to it.
Yeah, we were listening to a lot of stuff.
Oh, it's so great. And to see a guy like that I think he was trying in acting at a time. He was a golf caddy for Aaron Rodgers. And he just had this voice, and I think it just – well, ask him how it clicked and what was his idea. And now he's a social media Instagram superstar.
Yeah.
And there's a show, I think, on Netflix, InstaFamous.
Yes.
And these people are just begging for followers. People have – they're called social media influencers. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Mm-hmm. No clue what that is. But apparently our kids are all into it.
Well, we were talking about this last night. We're talking about, you know, who we're having on and – you know, we run through these shows. We don't do a lot of prep at home, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
We just like to flow and go at it and see where it goes.
We come up with a topic and we just go.
We just go with it like we're doing right now. Yeah. And so we were talking last night. We're like, social media is crazy. And my kid starts chiming in and he's like, do you know this guy? And you can tell the name. So I don't know. But he's like, this guy makes $19 million a year. So we started watching some of these videos that have 12 million views.
Yeah.
We were watching last night a fucking AK-47 get shot through a bucket of water and shot through condoms and how many condoms a bullet could go through before it stopped.
AK-47 went through about 190 condoms.
Something like that.
Well, of course.
370.
I would hope so. Right.
And then it stopped after 300.
And then they shot like 80 pillows and it didn't go through like all 80. I can't remember what video, but it was actually interesting.
But 14 million views?
Okay, but that's what's funny, man. So I'm sitting here. My boys, they're 10 and 8. God bless them. I love them. They both watch YouTube. And my younger one especially, he loves Roblox and I think what's that other one? Minecraft.
Yes,
loves Minecraft. These things. And I'll catch him every now and then. When he has a little free time, he'll go on YouTube and I have my TV set where you can go on my TV and YouTube in my living room while I'm cooking dinner. And he's watching these fucking YouTube videos of this dork playing in his mom's basement video games of Minecraft. Going, ooh, and he's commentating as he's playing. And he jumps here. Yay! Whoa! And look at him go. And this guy's just going. And my kid is enamored with this fucking guy. And I'm going, what are you doing? Why are you watching this? I can't do it. You got to turn it off, dude. It's driving me fucking crazy.
I kind of think it's the same as because my kid does the Fortnite videos, similar to those. Minecraft, Fortnite. I think it's like the old school Nintendo when we used to sit around and go, okay, how do we get unlimited lives in Mario Brothers? You have to read in a magazine.
We had to figure it out. We didn't watch some virgin in his mom's basement trying to get through this show.
No, we didn't.
And what drives me nuts is my oldest has educated me on this stuff. YouTube superstars.
Yes.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to research this stuff.
And I can't wait till you read this.
Okay.
If you're listening and you're not a social media person, you are going to be when I heard these numbers, I was going, you've got to be kidding me.
We are definitely in the wrong
business. What are we doing wrong?
I think you and I could make a YouTube channel. I don't know what the content would be. Shock value shit? Right. We could do shock value shit because that's our whole
life.
Oh,
for sure. I could run through a wall. You can film me and I'll just run through the wall.
I could run naked down the street and just say, you know.
Like old school with your hands in the air.
I could go to the gym and nothing but my red rally thong and lift.
And lift.
And get the reactions of people. And
just, you've seen those on Instagram, those videos with the guys in the gym. And I know everyone sees them where they're doing this weird thing. Yeah, and you're like, what is he doing?
They're doing that for a viral video. There's no way they're that bad in the gym.
No way you're doing that in the gym. I mean. Yeah. Anyways, we should do that at some point. Hey, that food for thought.
So,
go ahead.
So I was asking my kids. I was like, okay, so guys, you got to educate me on this thing. So, you know, obviously we have Bob Menery coming on. I told him who he is. And, you know, I let him listen to some videos. And like
all the PG version.
No, they go for it. They've watched Deadpool. So it's okay. I'm real with my kids.
You're going to get a hate message for that one.
Listen, hold on.
I'm not judging you.
I'm not trying to guard my kids from the real world. I don't want them to go out there one day and they're hearing F-bombs and, you know, oh my gosh, this guy's drinking. I'm going to have my first beer with my kids at like 14, taking them camping. I don't want it to be a big deal. I'm not trying to.
I understand, but
these
kids that go to Christian schools, let's not talk about giving them a beer at 14. You can arrest them for that shit.
These kids that go to these private Christian schools, they come out and they're the worst. I hung out with a fucking preacher's kid in high school. He did. I mean, he was banging hookers and stuff.
Well, we don't even know. We don't even know where you're from. The poor preacher's kid right now is probably up there praying somewhere, and you just out of the guy.
Well, I don't know what school it was.
No.
So anyway.
Let's look up the town. Well, there's a lot of trailer parks in Texas.
There is. There's a ton of them. And that's
they're all serving warm stew.
But that's literally what our high school was trailer parks.
Yeah.
That's how spoiled kids
are. Okay. We can't find them now.
Anyway, so I'm asking my kids about these YouTube stars. Give me some of the biggest YouTube stars that you kids are following today. And so what my kid goes, okay, there's a guy called Mr. Beast. So I look this guy up. He's got 16 million subscribers on YouTube. And he just did a $100,000 challenge video with, I think, peppers to go up to a couple girls and do hot peppers or something
like that. We were watching that one last night.
Yeah, yeah. And
it was $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
For ghost peppers. To eat ghost peppers. And they're like, okay, so $5,000 if you eat these ghost peppers right now. They end up eating them. I'm waiting for these girls to lose their shit.
Yep.
Turns out they're fine. And he was just joking. They're not real. I just want to see if you do it. Here's $5,000. And that had 16 million views. Yep. And that was the.
Can I jump in here, Benny?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, look, I'm going to do this on your guys' show. My son is a big fan of the Mr. Beast stuff. He's 12, similar age, right? That dude like gives like homeless guys houses, buys them a house.
That's pretty awesome.
Takes all his earnings and does like stuff like where he'll take $1 million. Grab a homeless guy off the street and go shopping with him for the day.
Well, that's awesome.
Walk into a Ferrari dealership and buy them a new car.
Okay, then that's worth watching.
Can you imagine?
And he does that all with the earnings from the subscriptions of kids like my son's and yours, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Who help. So he's doing good.
He might make a little bit, but he donates most of it.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's how he's able to keep
that.
The content going and pushing the channel
Ben,
and stuff. So
thank you.
Just had to chime in and
clarify.
See, I'm sitting here trying to bury Mr. Beast.
We're not burying him.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know that.
I know.
I just saw one video.
Look, wife and I, same way, right? We're on top of what the kids are watching or whatever. So we did a little investigational work of our own. And when I started seeing this, I was like, all right, here's somebody that's not all lost on the younger generation.
Okay.
That's
good to hear. And can you imagine being a homeless guy and he walks up and you've been sleeping on the street and he goes, hey, we're gonna buy you a Ferrari today. And the guy's thinking, fuck, I haven't had a cup of soup in 3 weeks and now I get a Ferrari.
Can I just take the cash? You know what I mean? That's what I would do.
I'll save you some money. Yeah. Give me half
of
what the car costs.
You know how much heroin I could buy with that? Fuck.
Hey, a lot are down on their luck. They're not all drug users. Jesus. The guy probably lost his job.
I go dark.
Right to the dark side.
I saw Pursuit of Happiness. They're not all like that.
There's tough times out there.
That was a fucking cheap shot.
That could
that
be
was
you,
bad.
Ben, me, everybody tomorrow. That was a cheap shot of the guy that can't even speak
that's
and has been sleeping
so
on the street.
Hey, to all fairness, I always give my kids money to give to homeless people. So there you go.
Oh, wow. That makes you a good person.
Fuck you.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right, anyway, so there's another guy out there. I think it's a team of brothers called the Paul brothers, Logan and Jake Paul. These guys are 24 years old, 22 years old. Logan Paul has 25.7 million subscribers and earned, get this hammer, $14.5 million in 2018. Oh. Could you imagine what you would do with that kind of money at 24?
No, we've clearly
cocaine,
missed the fucking
hookers,
boat.
It would be, you'd be dead. You'd be in
clearly
Tijuana.
Missed the boat. What are we thinking about in lives? This is the shit
Are you willing to post videos of yourself in front of a suicide victim?
Well, probably not.
You got to get to Jake Paul level. That's kind of what you're going to have to do.
Oh,
is he the guy that I saw watched the slap video? This one guy, and I think it was one of these guys, was training to go overseas for this slap underground slap competition. And it showed these guys training. And one of these YouTubers like, all right, I'm getting ready to go. And this is my last day in the States before I leave. And we're going to practice on a real person now. So he gets this guy to come in. He's paid. and he fucking slaps the guy and he falls down and he blacks out and he's out. And then he has this revelation that, you know what, I could really do some serious fucking damage to these people. So he decided, you know what, I'm not going to go for the sake of either hurting myself, and his mom's on the video and she's going, oh, please don't go. It's a whole show. And he's making $14 to $20 million a year. Fuck, we are dumb people. We got to figure something
it's,
out.
It's basically, I think YouTube is now what it is, like Jackass used to be.
Yeah.
You know, we could be like Jackass guys, just go do the dumbest shit and put her, you know, have shoot, what are you, those bean bags at point blank range and see if you can live.
Snort wasabi.
Yeah, yeah. And do a tattoo while you're going through the Mojave Desert in a Jeep. With,
I mean, the flip side,
Steve-O
though.
Steve-O did that. That was Steve-O.
I mean, the flip side, we'd go to the birthday parties and the parents would look at us and go, hey, you can't go play with Sammy today. No, I'm sorry, you're not going over there. His dad's a little fucking crazy.
You know what I think would be interesting is we have, you know how we used to go to parties and we get stripped down naked?
Yeah.
You know, we would just, even when we were adults, like we would be 25, 30 years old and just, it'd be a perfectly good
pool
party.
We had no responsibilities.
No response. We didn't, you know, and I would just walk out, me and you completely naked and shock value the whole, shock value the shit out of the entire audience. I think if we made videos like that, now you got to be proud with our manhood, and we are.
We are. We have no. I have no issue. You have no issue with that.
I'm hung like a fucking mat. It's not impressive, but that's the, you got to own that shit.
But I got to come out a little bit more because as Bim just pointed out, he goes, "Would you be willing to be on camera next to a guy that's basically just committed suicide?" I'm not even willing to be on camera or even give my real name in this show.
Right,
so I've got a lot of growing to do.
Right, right. Yeah, but I think in this world, if you look at all these YouTube videos, the only way you're going to make it in this realm, whether it's podcasting, you know, we've talked about that, you have to be so outrageous. You got to have that shock value. And we've had it our whole lives. I think we could come up with something good.
I do too.
You know, but I don't know what it is. I just think we stick with this right now and see how this takes off, and then we can maybe branch off. But
well, as we mentioned in a previous show, we've got an idea on how to at least maybe get people to watch YouTube, and usually that sells. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, we got a good one, I think. But okay, there's another guy.
Yep.
It's called PewDiePie. He made $18 million last year, and he specializes in commentating on himself playing stupid video games like Minecraft and Roblox. I mean, this is the guy.
Fortnite too.
Is he Fortnite?
Yeah.
Ben, you know that guy?
PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Super Bowl this past year?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the clip of all the people in the stands holding subscribe to PewDiePie
that
signs?
That was, oh my God.
Those are all famous YouTubers as well. He got them all to put up. To do that.
Oh my goodness.
What's the ticket to the Super Bowl cost?
Shit, minimum probably $5,000.
And you got these jabronis in there dragging their own signs.
Wow.
To basically troll the audience, to troll the NFL cameras.
Because people are going to look, who is this guy?
Because people are going to look.
Yeah, where's they getting all the money from?
YouTube.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What's the commercial for the Super Bowl cost?
I think it's $10 million. Isn't it like $5 million a minute now?
So how can you hate on this? There's that level YouTube creativity out there. Or hats off to you.
Yes.
Where they took like streaking at a prom to like the next level, right?
I you know what? You made a great point. I got to clarify. I'm not hating. Huffy's not hating.
No.
Clearly Ben's not.
We're just fucking jealous.
We are just dumb people. And how do we get to do this shit?
Yeah.
Why are we going to work every day when we got to figure this out?
I always remind people of this in the worlds that we live in. And at one side of things, you can look at it and go, I just can't believe people make that. I hate that. It's disgusting. Why don't they get a real job?
Why would they?
Oh, it's a real job.
I hate to break it to you, but would you not do that
all day?
Well, let me tell you this.
Because you're a fool if you say that. Well,
that's why we're doing this, because we want to live out some childhood fantasy.
Right.
Talking shit.
I mean, here's the thing.
If the goal is always to do what you like and get paid for it, well, they are. They're winning.
1,000%. And you do what you love. Our kids
on their own time, too.
Our kids in this generation, they're thinking, okay, they don't want to be athletes, entertainers, actors. They want to be fucking YouTube stars.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of scary. Like, you look at how we're raising our kids.
Right.
Now. We're raising our kids like we did in the 30s. We're going to school. We're going to kindergarten. We're learning history. These fucking kids on YouTube, they don't give a shit.
Right.
All they're doing is going out there making asses out of stuff, doing some really cool content.
And you know what? This is really, really extreme to cut you off there on your own show, of all things. How horrible. But I mean,
we gave him a free reign to come in. Fuck, I think I might have regretted it.
We had a generation. I'm going to make my point and I'm going to get out. We had a generation where you were taught, you went to school, you got an education, and you did something with your life, right? And just like we're seeing on YouTube, it works out for about 1% of the people that go to school and actually translates into the real world.
Right.
Same thing with YouTube. It works out for about 1% of the people that actually go on there.
It's like making
it.
The big leagues.
And then that's it, so right?
It's the same kind of percentages.
Yeah. I think if we're on that topic, you think about the way we're doing it. We're doing the same thing with our kids. We did, like I said, in the 30s. So what happens to these kids? Okay, what are you supposed to do? Go to high school. Now what? Get a college education. Okay, now what? If you don't get it, you got to get a job. You have all this massive college debt. You're paying it off the rest of your fucking life. You're already living out of Steve Jobs. These guys, they dropped out of high school. They're most, I mean, to me, education, the current public system of school is worthless. I really do. I really believe that. And what they're indoctrinating our kids into nowadays, is this, especially colleges, this liberal bullshit. My kids are big time conservative because I'm teaching them to be conservative. And for me, I'm a God-fearing man, and I think conservatives lean more towards godly principles, and Democrats, liberals are typically not. And so when my kids, they're godly people, and they go off to college, they come back and they start trying to tell me what my professor said. Fuck you. I'm this close to taking my kids out of public school.
Huffy's throwing fucking daggers today. I mean, if you look, tune into YouTube just to see the steam coming out of his head, please
that,
do.
Dude, that makes me hot, dude.
I know it does. Look, I can see the fucking veins in your arms right now.
Listen, you want to believe what you want to believe. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Whether I agree with it, but don't indoctrinate my fucking kids.
I get it. But there are, because again, I'm going to reel in a bit and give another opinion, which is okay.
Yeah.
There are good things that come out of education. It teaches you a lot of things.
The only thing that's good at it is they come out a little bit more social. They make friends.
Well, and they understand what time commitment is, how to run their own schedule, how to get tasks done, how to work as a team.
Do you remember history? Do you remember calculus? Do you remember social studies?
Yeah, you all remember history. Fuck, I look around. I mean, what's history, right? History of the United States or history of movies or history of this? There's all sorts of shit.
Yeah, so what does it matter? The left wants to take away our history, right?
Oh, God.
Statues, all that shit.
I'm not swaying you at all today. I know. This is where you're bullying me, ladies.
I am bullying
you. He is bullying me.
You see the fucking look on my face?
I do, and I feel threatened, and I need to call someone. Do you think I can file a police report? Because you have verbally assaulted me.
I'm sorry, and I know you're more moderate. And you know, listen.
No, there are good things. I get your point of view.
Like I said, be liberal.
Yeah.
Be conservative. Be what you want to be. If you're an adult, if you're 18 and up, go for it. I don't give a shit. But when you start trying to take transgender, crazy people dressed up reading stories to my kids,
yes,
fuck you.
No, but when you're getting a heart transplant, you want the guy that's done 8 to 12 years in fucking school with an education doing it. So that's all. I'm going to drop the mic on your fucking face.
That's a good point. That's a great point. Okay.
Right? So there's some things that are good. Education is good. Yes. Someone's building your house. You want an architect that actually studied load-bearing walls and what it takes to build it.
I disagree there. How many guys you know out there that are contractors now that learned this shit on the fly because their dream didn't work out?
Well, yeah, but they're not the ones doing labor, a lot of those guys. But you have to know what you're doing or the house will fall apart and crush you inside.
I think you have to have a general knowledge, but you can learn anything in the world out of school on YouTube. So we're going to go back to YouTube. If you want to learn anything, go on fucking YouTube.
All right, ladies and gentlemen at home, here we go. Coming full circle as Ben's waving the fucking helicopter around. Here's what we got to do. I want you to go home today, and I want you to start today, because we were actually chatting on the car ride over about how easy at our age it would be to learn Spanish. And we both looked at it and said, no, it wouldn't be. So the next project Huff's going to have is he's going to go to YouTube, and he's going to learn Spanish for us. And every week, he's going to give us a whole sentence in Spanish, because you can learn anything on YouTube. That's a fucking dumb thing to say. Come on.
I would probably go with Rosetta Stone.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the way to go.
You just drive in every day. And what you clearly have stated earlier, you don't have to drive anywhere because you're retired and rich.
Listen,
so.
I think we can learn anything on YouTube if we're fucking passionate about it, right?
Okay,
fair enough. Like, I'm not passionate about learning Spanish.
Yes, but we're not going to learn open-heart surgery.
I wish I would have learned Spanish. I mean, we had half my teammates were Spanish. Fuck, I wish I would have known that in the big league clubhouse.
We were talking about that. We should get our kids learning a different language because they're young and they absorb Anyways, where the fuck are we going?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you had daggers coming to your eyes. I tried to bring it around and Ben then landed the helicopter on the fucking table.
Well, I think, it kind of fits the theme of the show, social media.
Yeah, it does.
And we got a guy that's coming on, Bob Menery, who loves to talk shit.
And his shit is hilarious.
I love the fact that, we're having lunch today.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, I think this is the kind of guy that you and I would love to fucking party with.
Oh, well, right? I like this show. That's why we're doing this show. Just guys sitting around having a fucking drink, shooting the shit, and just saying what they think.
Yeah. And I think he's got a big time man crush on the guy from Astros. Bregman, Alex Bregman.
Oh,
he loves him some Alex Bregman. So I think they're good buddies. So
yeah, okay.
I like how he plays, Alex Bregman, by the way.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of the University of Miami cocky attitude, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
It's not over the top. It's kind of an entertaining way. I don't see a lot of 8,000 flip bats and that. He
puts up, though.
He does. He does. Yeah. He has that look about him. I'm the man. I know it.
Yeah.
I think, what was my favorite video that I think Bob did? It was him hitting a home run. And I'll ask him about this. I want to ask him about this. It was, I think, what's his name again? fuck.
Holy shit, Smalls. Get it out. No, I mean, get the dick out of your mouth.
Fuck. I feel like you on the Will Clark episode.
Oh, geez, I knew you were going to say that. Damn it.
Oh, Will Clark, you're the man. Oh, you're my hero, and I've been watching things. Oh. You've said that three times already,
God,
Hammer.
Will,
fuck
I love you.
You.
I was holding that mic like it was a golden mushroom when I was talking to you.
Dickhead.
Jesus, anyway, all right.
So Alex Bregman hits a homer in the playoffs, and Bob Manor, he's narrating. And Alex Bregman goes fucking yard, dead over everything, over the fucking train and left field. All the women in Houston want to fuck him, and I think all the guys do, too. And I'm like, oh, my God, it was so fucking funny, dude. Yeah. I'm like, I want to ask him, Bob, do you want to fuck him?
Yes.
You know, I think I
would you and will you?
He does have a hot girlfriend, though.
You got to save that story because you told me the story, man. Will, it's pretty funny.
It's funny. I'll bring it up.
Shock that someone would not want to.
No, shut up, dickhead. Anyway, let's bring him on. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's bring Bob on. Let's get into it.
So, guys, Bob, he's the guy with the golden voice. He's an Instagram superstar. He's got 1.8 million. Follow him at Bob Menery. He's a comedian, an avid golfer, and he's my favorite sports announcer of all time, Mr. Bob Menery. All right, Bob. Hey, man, it's great to have you on the show, buddy. You know, I know we haven't met face to face, and you have this unbelievable following on Instagram, 1.8 million followers. And I stumbled across your Instagram feed probably about a year ago. And it was one I think you did on the Alex Bregman, and he hit a home run to left field. And, you know, Alex Bregman goes deep over the left field wall. All the women in Houston want to fuck him, and I think all the men do, too. And I just,
oh, good. We can swear on here. That's good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus
Christ. I mean, you think I'd call you otherwise?
I was worried for a minute. I didn't know how long I'd fucking last on here. Bro.
The vocab would go right out the window and you'd be shot for words.
That's right. So my question is, I think for all the people that follow you, where did this idea come from?
So I always did this kind of, first of all, 3 years ago, I didn't even know really what social media was. So I was caddying at a country club, carrying golf bags for rich guys. And ended up kind of just going up to LA to try to be an actor comedian. Didn't happen. I just ended up going to like clubs and partying and not doing anything. I was the only person to go to LA to try to be an actor comedian, not do one audition, one stand up, fucking nothing. Huh. So, anyways, long story short, after 4 years of being in LA, I was like, fuck, I got to go back to Boston. So I just went back home, knocked on my parents' door. I'm like, I'm home. I have no money. I'm fucked. And they were like, great. They just downsized to a 2-bedroom apartment. So they were thrilled to have me in there. I always kind of did this shtick where I would go up to people. I have a good broadcasting voice, obviously. So I just walk up to random groups if I was drinking with my buddy or whatnot. And I would just walk up to a random group and be like, walk up to them and be like, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, the shotgun, whatever. Just fuck with people. And they'd be like, what do you do? And I was caddying. And I pretended. I was like, well, I'm the Tennessee Titans wide play-by-play guy. And I would just make shit up. It was just always my shtick. And then finally, I had a clip one night. I went to my buddy's house and I was sitting on the couch at 2 a.m. I was like an extra in his music video. And I was sitting on the couch and I did my shtick. And for some reason, some guy named David Justin pulled out his cell phone and recorded it. So he recorded it and I go to bed. Next morning, I wake up. My phone's like, bling, bling, bling. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, who died? So my clip just went viral. And from there, just my buddy goes, you ever heard of social media? And then I started just putting random clips up, being an idiot, like just doing video game glitches. Like, you know, when they're running down the field and if you ever play Madden and like Deion Lewis has no fucking head or his arm flies off during the game or something. I just said, why are commentators not calling that in the video game? Why aren't they actually saying that Deion Lewis is running down the field with no fucking head? So, I don't know. That's basically it in a nutshell. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing, but I think it's working a little bit, hopefully.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you were talking about being a sportscaster, right, have you had any, like, serious offers from somebody like, say, Fox or CBS to come on and actually, like, try out to be an actual sportscaster? Or would you even want to?
Yeah, they love broadcasters to talk about hookers and blowing their mouth. They love it. Well, they're dying to get me on there.
That's what every guy at home wants to hear is the game's going. Believe me.
The answer is no. And I don't want to be a sportscaster. I never did. But there's a way to kind of combine kind of what I do, comedy. And, you know, my goal with all this is to build the first ever R-rated kind of sports center.
I'm a part of it. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, wow, well, we're doing it right now, so I mean, we're trying to at least. And you know, I think there's Barstool Sports kind of world, all that kind of edgy kind of stuff is working nowadays.
Yeah.
And through my page and whatnot, and there's a market for it. So We're going to try and fucking do it.
What do you think about, you know, I think if we just watched the Women's World Cup, they won the World Cup. I got to tell you, even I was fucking bored watching that. Congratulations to them anyway. You got the WNBA. I think if you can have somebody like you come on there, that would really drive up viewerships, I think. Have a guy like you announcing the women's soccer game and the WNBA.
They'd get equal pay, probably.
I think it's this, though, because I think a lot of people are like, why don't you do live commentary of a whole game? I'm like, it gets fucking old. You want to hear, oh, his dick falls off. His dick falls, like, for the whole game. People care too much about it. So that's why I do snippets of it. And kind of the world's kind of shifting to a different place now, where there's this new company, Quibi, that's out there that are buying shows. Katzenberg invested a shitload of money in it. And it's short-form content, 10 to 15 minutes. And I think that's where my thing it kind of lives on something like Quibi. I could never do it. I mean, a whole game, I would just have to kind of call it normally, which I could, but I don't know. I just think that it would just get old doing a whole live commentary of just of what I do.
Well, yeah, you mentioned, I think, you know, you mentioned as your shtick would be probably more of a Barstool Sports kind of show, right? And I know me and the Hammer here, we're thinking the same thing. Like, if we could get a show like, you know, like an organization or a website like Barstool come up and listen to our show, I mean, it just changed the fucking everything, man. So I think, what has Barstool Sports even got a hold of you? I mean, you've got the following. I would imagine they've reached out.
Well, you obviously haven't Googled my name and David Portnoy's name.
No, I did
not. We had a little falling out. I went down to Barstool and talking about a job, and kind of shit went off the rails a little bit. But yeah, I'm never going to work for Barstool ever.
Oh, hey, start your own R-rated thing. I think, well, that'd be good. No shit. So you talked about Aaron Rodgers earlier, and I think you did a video, which it was one of my favorite ones too, where he was. I guess the offensive linemen for the Packers were just chugging a beer, and you looked across, saw him halfway chug a beer, and you just ripped his ass. Well, have you met Aaron Rodgers? Didn't you caddy for him?
Yep. That was Aaron was one of my jobs caddy at Wilshire Country Club. And Aaron was Brian Baumgartner always brought him out as a guest. Brian is the Kevin from The Office who plays a fat guy, Kevin. And he brought out Aaron a lot as a guest. Actually, me and Aaron took a pretty good liking to each other. And so anytime he came there, I kind of carried his Terry's bag. He's a really good dude.
Yeah, gotcha. So Alex Bregman too. I mean, I know you're pretty tight with Alex Bregman, correct?
Yeah, you know what I did? Like, because my shit takes me literally 3 minutes to do. So I'll go when I see something, I'll rip it offline, and I don't write anything, as you can tell. But I just kind of just wing it, and if it doesn't work after like 10 minutes, I'm like, fuck it, I don't want to do it. It's kind of just like lackadaisy, old you'd say. But I think what I did was I was really good at just like building relationships with kind of athletes and guys, because I remember my brother-in-law said to me once, he's like, dude, there might be a time when I had like 20,000 followers. He's like, there might be a day when, you know, teams are in the locker room and they're watching your videos. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. That's never going to happen, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of happening now. But I spend, you know, like I said, these videos take me 5 minutes to do. I spend the rest of my time just fucking building relationships with guys like Aubrey Huff and important people in the world.
Don't make his ego any bigger. No, fuck.
Yeah. He doesn't need any help. A little bit. Jeez, sorry,
I've got to compensate for my small dick. So, yeah. You know how
Where's
we are,
the
Bob.
Hammer? Is there a fucking hammer there?
I'm here. What I don't have in length, I make up for in power.
I don't want any fucking part of the hammer.
No.
So, you'll be walking good for a week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I got to ask you, dude. Me and the Hammer, we've listened to your videos, right? And you're always referencing Peter. And yes. I yet never hear fucking Peter. Who the fuck is Peter?
Is he in a dark hole like the machine? I mean, what is Peter about?
Peter is the best color commentator on the planet. You got Aikman, you got who else? Romo, but Peter is above and beyond anything else. The only problem with Peter is he has a horrific drug problem, loves hookers, loves blow, loves to party. So I can't really ever let him talk because he's such a liability to the network. But he's starting to work his way back in a circle of trust. So there will be a time where Peter is revealed. We thought we could reveal him when we hit 1 million followers, but now when we hit 2 million, I think Peter will finally be revealed. I think he's earned it.
So Peter is basically like Marty and when Bob Uecker's Major League. Yeah. Yeah. He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks.
Peter is fucking Peter. Pay him his respect, all right? He's standing right next to me.
Oh, hopefully he's a talent scout too.
That's right. Yeah. What do you think your most favorite, the most favorite video that you've done, the most popular from your listeners or the people that viewed you?
I think it's the one I just posted, the first one today. I like the one where I think my old shit was a lot better than the newer stuff because, I mean, football season's kind of what I started everything with. So football season, I was, you know, and now I kind of have to tighten it up a little bit. I have a couple of things going on that I can't really be as aggressive. But my favorite one ever would be the one, I think, where Joe Flacco rolled out to the right side and he had running room and he got hit and his fucking head fell off. Or at least it looked like his head fell off. But it didn't. And then I referenced Kiko Alonso, who looked like a fucking Marine fighter pilot or something. I don't know. I was blacked out when I was doing the clip. That's usually when my best stuff comes out, when I fucking get hammered and I do it.
That's kind of like me when I do karaoke. I'm like smoked a pack of heaters. I've drank like two pitchers of beer, and I'm just up there. I sound like fucking George Strait. It's pretty impressive.
You're just enjoying the retired life.
I tell you what, man. You're grinding. I'm retired. I tell you what, man.
I don't know if he's grinding. He's got Peter out talent scouting. He's, we talk about hookers
that's
and blow.
True.
He's
that's
not
true.
Grinding.
That's
he's
true.
Having fun.
Hey, listen, I'll trade bank accounts with you right now.
Well, I don't know, man.
Take that major league guaranteed fucking money back in the day. I know. I looked you up.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you're starting out, man, and you've already got, what did you say? You got, I think you started this around 2010, 2011 was, I think I read.
No, the social media stuff?
Yeah. Was that the videos and stuff?
No, two years ago.
Holy shit.
He can't read either, but he's got a bank account.
I went to University of Miami. I can't read. I can hit a fucking fastball. Fuck you, Hammer. Okay,
yeah, no, it was fucking literally, too, like I said, it was a fast little thing. That's why it's, there's room for it somewhere in this world. So, yeah, it definitely just rose up pretty quickly. I mean, there was a time where I was growing like 60,000 a day. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Wow. You know?
I can't imagine. Do you got a following of just haters? There can't be anyone giving you a hard time about the shit you write, is there?
No. So, I normally my when I had that little spur with Barstool, I took a little shit. But for the most part, the only people I get trolled at are by like little 11-year-old boys. And I always tell them to go fuck themselves. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm arguing with 11-year-olds, you know, like, Jesus Christ, Bobby, get a grip. And then I'll go right back. I'll have a drink and I'll go back. Like, fuck you. And I'll just go down the line.
Little drink. You're good to go.
To kind of go back exactly. I got to imagine when you knocked on your parents' door and came in and said, hey, I don't really know what I'm going to do. But then you started doing it. Was your dad just like, holy fuck, is this really going to work?
Oh, my God.
I
went to apply for a job at a liquor store, $11 an hour at Leary's Liquor Store. And I remember when I first started doing these clips, obviously I didn't make any money in the beginning. And so I was living at their house when I was doing the clips, right? And I'm telling you, my parents downsized with no intention of me ever coming home. And so the bedrooms are very close in proximity. So I'd be like, it would be like 11 o'clock at night. And I'd be like, I'd walk out in the living room like, Mom, Dad. Remember, it's like Will Ferrell and fucking whatever that movie is. I'm like, my Mom, Dad, can you guys keep it down for a minute? I have to do something. They're like, Jesus Christ. All right. And then I'd shut the door and I'd be like, neck fold, fucking wide right. They're probably like, what is my son? Lost his fucking mind? And I said, don't worry. I think I'm onto something. I was kind of right. So,
well, yeah, hell yeah, you are onto something, dude. I mean, honestly, I'm sitting there on my couch. I don't know what playoff game it was. I think it was watching the NBA Finals this year, and the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial comes on, and I'm like, fuck, that voice sounds so familiar. And I'm like, holy fuck, is that Bob Menery? And of course,
yeah,
I Google it.
You got a little deal with them.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, you got a little bit of revenue stream coming in from the Buffalo Wild Wings folks.
I got free wings for life. It was great. It was a 3-year deal. It was a pretty good deal. And the good thing about it was, you know, a lot of these companies or whatever that want to do shit, they're like, you know, we like Bob, we love Bob, but we don't want to touch him and we don't know what the fuck to do with him, you know, like, you know. And so Buffalo Wild Wings, I think, to be honest with you, it was a great move on their part. You know, they signed me to do all the VO and all the commercials for him. And, yeah, and so it was a good little deal.
So I got to ask you. I don't want to jump ahead of Huffy here, but he's been telling me this story, and I got to know if you've heard it, if it's real about. I think your current girlfriend that Huffy.
Katie Kearney. Yeah.
Have you heard this story?
Okay, so yeah, I don't know if I was going to bring this. You put me on the spot.
Oh,
so
it's
about,
PG. It's not. Yeah.
It was about a year ago, maybe a little over a year and a half ago. I was at a golf tournament in North Carolina, and a good friend of mine who used to be the Tool Time lady, Debbie Dunning. I don't know if you know her. Do you know her?
I don't.
Okay, yeah. So she invited me to this charity golf tournament and having a great time. Just got done with golf. I'm getting a little shit-faced. And Debbie introduced me to Katie before the tournament. And I was like, damn, this girl's smoking. If I get a chance, man, I'm going for it. And so, and you know, I get a little liquid courage. I'm at the bar. I see her up there by herself. I walk up to her. I'm like, "Hey, my name's Aubrey. Can I buy you a drink?" She honestly, no shit, Bob. She looks me in the eye, looks down at my shoes, looks back up at me, and turns her back, walks away, like I drove a fucking hybrid Kia. Now, listen, buddy.
Yep, that sounds like Katie.
I'm a pretty good looking guy, and I'd hate to think that you score. Your game's got to be tighter than mine. That's the only, because you're no way you're better looking than me. How did you pull that off?
The way, honestly, you want to hear the real way I pulled it off?
That's right.
I created, I swear to God, I was on Twitter, and I messaged her, and I created a fake golf tournament for her to come to in Andover. Charity golf tournament?
No way.
You're genius.
I swear to God, this is a true story. Created a fake golf tournament. She came down, and I put together like 8 of my buddies and just pretended it was a charity tournament. I didn't pay her, which is great, though, like, because that would have been a whole nother level of, you know.
Yeah, Peter in the corner.
Yeah, and then I didn't do, you know, I was very behaved, very gentlemanlike. I didn't think I had a fucking chance with her. And then she went home, and then Dana White, I think, hit me up and gave me ringside tickets to UFC. And I actually went with me, I invited Katie, I went with me, Katie, the man who killed Bin Laden, and Robert O'Neill and his wife. And that's kind of when we started to get, I remember I was sitting ringside and she touched my leg and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Is this really happening?
Eddie Murphy's standing, yes, in the face.
And then I closed the deal by taking her to the Bahamas to swim with the dolphins.
Oh, that does it every time.
And when did you finally tell her the charity golf tournament story, or have you yet?
No, yeah, she's well aware of it. Yeah, she gives me shit for it. She knows.
I love it.
She kind of knew right away. I kind of played it off as like, oh, yeah, not as many people showed up. The field of 144 got cut to 6. I don't know what happened. Must be a fucking plague around here.
I love following on social media because, I mean, obviously she's an avid golfer, right? And she does all these charity tournaments, right? It looks like you play a lot of golf. I love following your stories. Like, you'll have her on the golf course and just be talking shit left and right. Are you an avid golfer, or you just go for the booze?
I like to play. I have the worst ADHD in America. I like to play money game. If I'll play a big money game, I like to play. But I'm getting kind of sick of it. Golf takes up fucking 5 hours of your day, and it's just, you know. But I enjoy it. It just depends on what the game is and whatnot. And I don't know. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So I also on your social media. You know, as I'm researching this episode, man, I see all your videos, and one of them popped up that struck me pretty interesting. It was Julian Edelman mentioned you and Peter in one of his deals. And this guy, I never thought there was a better looking guy out there. What's your relationship with him like?
You know, the same as all these guys. You know, I started to do this stuff and it started to get a little bigger. And a lot of these guys kind of reached out. They're like, I think you're funny. I was like, oh, whatever. We started, you know, talking. And so I just built relationships through literally social media. I mean, and, you know, I met a lot of cool relationships. You know, I just played golf with Phil Mickelson, played golf with Matt Wolf, who just won last week, who's going to be a fucking stud, who just made that 40-foot eagle putt in his second PGA tournament. I don't know. Edelman, I just met through just talking on whatever. And then he invited me out to dinner with Malcolm Mitchell, him and Amendola. Mm-hmm. And
it's amazing. We were talking about before you came on just social media and how it's taken off and the YouTube stars out there, the Jake Pauls and Jake Paul. See, I'm learning about all these things and how much money these guys are bringing in. Just the herds on social media and the videos that guys are posting. And half the shit, you know, we watch is like, wow. I mean, you know, just the dumb shit they do. Eat this hot chili and you get a million views. It's crazy. And you think it's going to continue like that? I mean, this is what you're in now. You're in social media. You've been in it for a while. Do you think it's going to keep going that way and only get bigger?
I think it's funny. These guys are getting more eyeballs than like Entertainment Tonight or any of these shows. Yeah. I'll be sitting there watching 30 fucking minutes. Yeah. People nowadays have fast attention spans. They want the fastest way they can gather information. And it also helps if they can laugh at the same time. It's not going anywhere. I mean, if anything, it's just we're going to get to the point where it's going to be so fucking ridiculous in the future. We're already cutting down 30-minute TV shows to, you know, like Katzenberg has invested whatever billion amount of dollars into the short form content of 10 to 15 minute shows. It's like, what's it going to be like in 20 years, 30 years? It's going to be fucking snippets. It's going to be Vine's going to be back and all that shit.
Well, I think that's why you're so popular. You're kind of catering to the ADD generation. Make your videos maybe 2 or 3 minutes tops.
Not even. Like, you know, between 30, 60. I never do anything over 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. And now I also look at your website. You got a website, bobmenery.com, where you sell.
Not doing it. Improvements need to be made there. The thing with me is, you try this stuff, especially when you're all new to this stuff, you try and build a perfect team, you know?
Yeah.
You got to want to, it's hard to fucking, who do you trust? You know, everybody's trying to get a piece of you or, you know, whatnot. So We just signed with a new merch company, and hopefully we can get the job done. It's just, you know, I don't know that world, so I just trust the people that kind of do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always that fucking, you know, it is the paranoia of, am I getting fucked? Are we doing it right? And it's like, yeah.
That's when I retired, buddy. I got fucked 8 million. I can't tell. I've probably given away, just pissed away 500 grand of my money from people just asking for shit. Well, hey, Bob, I got to tell you, man, it's been a pleasure having you on. I cannot wait to hear who your next shitbag titty fuck of the week is, because I love those videos, man. And for those of you out there listening, go follow Bob Menery at Instagram at Bob Menery. And you guys will get a great laugh. Thanks for coming on, buddy. I know you're a busy guy. Go have a Ripper Magoo and enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Yeah.
Busy guy. I'm sitting on the couch with Cheetos all in my hand. I'm not a busy guy. You kidding me? But anyways,
he does thank 3 minute so clips.
You guys are, man, I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll cross paths in the real world soon.
Definitely a guy we want to have a beer with, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, bro. Peace out, Aubrey.
See you. Okay. Yeah, man. Bob Menery, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you, dude, that's almost probably for me one of my favorite guests. The guy that's just real, that kind of just shits in the face of politically correctness in this world. I mean, you could just tell right there he's having a hard time like getting people to take him seriously. And a guy like that, who I think when he's trying to start his own R-rated sports network, I think there's something to be said there.
I think a lot of listeners at home would listen and watch that. I would, you would. I know anyone that's ever come across us or been associated with us would turn into that every night.
I would watch that any day over the week over the liberal-dominated ESPN, where it's more – they don't even talk about sports half the time anymore. It's more political. I'd rather watch a guy talking shit, dropping F-bombs, talking about sports, than having some agenda on other sports networks. So yeah. I think it's genius.
Yeah, and if he could get athletes on that weren't afraid to let it go either and just say what they think. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it would be a great show, and I would definitely tune in.
Yeah, no doubt, man. He's a guy I think me and you would definitely love to get fucked up with. Now, I don't know about the blow part. I don't.
Well, we don't drink anymore. We don't do any of that.
Well,
right? We're cleansing.
I hate to tell you this. I know we had this bet to keep it clean for a week, but I folded last week.
Gosh. Yeah, I might have had one.
Okay, so we're even.
Yeah, we're even.
All right, everybody. This is the Huff and the Hammer.
Out. Yeah, thanks for tuning in.